section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Okay, so what we're going to do here is we're going to have a podcast, okay?
Tell me when we're going to be, when the mics are going to be hot.
And what I find is ironic is since we played the Shadows Inc. song, now my stuff is all, when that song played, everything leveled back out and now it works fine. Coincidence?
I didn't know it was not working.
We do carry an EMP about us. We mess up everything. Usually it's the other way around. That's not even joking. Like the guys at venues are like, you guys are prepared for your gear to mess up, right? Because our boards fry and like channels and stuff will just quit working and stuff. And they're like, no band does that except for you guys. You guys come in and our stuff starts malfunctioning.
Bummer.
So maybe this time we've flipped it and fixing Blake's.
You just fixed it. All right, here we go.
Coming to you live from Hooker, Oklahoma, it's IVWIP. On tonight's show, Shannon's Cookout, Nurse Courtney Curzall, an interview with romance expert Gordon Peavis, and the man with the world's largest scab collection, with your co-hosts, Master of Metal, Whiskey Chaser, Nurse Courtney, and me, Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Yes, my friends, welcome to episode 148. I am your host, the podcasting guy. Blake Clayton. And we're here to do episode 148. What's going to happen here, folks, is for the next hour, you're going to laugh so hard that you're going to pee your pants or shit your pants. You're going to be offended.
Hey.
And all kinds of good stuff. So, welcome to the show, everyone.
Yay.
IBWIP.com is the place to be. You can also check us out on iTunes under podcast. Just search It Burns When I Pee, the long version. Happened back in the old days. And Stitcher app for your smartphone. If you have a stupid phone, I don't know what to tell you.
Throw it in the garbage.
Has a Stitcher app in the car.
Your car has it?
Boo.
So you have no excuse not to listen to the show?
Nope.
No, she can find an excuse.
Heyo. All right, to my left, your right, stage right, left, the one and only Whiskey Chaser. Welcome to the show,
buddy.
Hey. Good to have you back. You came back for another episode.
Yeah, I couldn't help myself.
Yeah, you had so much fun, right?
Oh, yeah. Stellar. Good times all around.
All right. And across from me, the one and only, Nurse Courtney.
Yay. Hello.
You came back for another one, and I'm really surprised because I didn't think you were going to come back.
She's got a segment to do. She has to fulfill her nursely duties.
That's right.
In that case, hey-yo. Do you wear scrubs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want any scrubs?
No.
Of course not.
It's TLC.
Don't go chasing waterfalls, Jason. And the one and only. I don't even know what to say about you anymore.
Stop talking about my goddamn hair. Put your hands.
Listen.
Yeah, it's a storm outside. We've all heard it before. Run your fingers through my hair. Get over it. It's here to stay.
All right.
I'm like,
well,
Samson.
The man who writes the best mystery tags on the planet, the one and only Jason. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I work really hard on those.
All right. Well, during the intro, you were kind enough to plug the fact that I went to Shannon, who, for those of you who don't know, S&M Radio. He is the co-host of S&M Radio, and he's a good buddy of mine, lives in Wisconsin. And
he's the S in S&M.
He's
Radio.
The S in S&M.
That's right. And the M is masochist.
Yes, masochist. Or Matt. I don't know. I continue to think that Molly's going to get fired here pretty soon, but you know.
That's of their own doing.
Yeah, that's their show.
That's not our business.
But we'll put a show. We'll put a link up to S&M Radio. Check it out. Some interviews, good interviews, and some good comedy between two bantering friends that have a love hate relationship.
Oh, it creates a lot of tension.
It's like if me and Molly did a show together.
Oh, what a nightmare that would be.
No. Molly's on vacation from this show for a while. She's relaxing.
Good.
I've made her mad too many times.
Well, there's a lot of stress after getting married. They say the first year is the hardest. So maybe she needs some time away from you.
I heard the first cut is the deepest.
Who's that, Sheryl Crow?
Hey.
I'm surprised you knew that.
Don't knock it. So we went up to Wisconsin, Watertown, Wisconsin, which is my home away from home. And we went to this cookout that he had. We got there Friday night. We were VIP, so we got to sleep in the house.
Nice.
Yes.
It's not who you know, it's who you blow.
Nice. What?
So he lives on the street, like a side street, and so you just pull in, and I just pulled up to the side of the curb, you know. So if you're looking at the street, I parked facing forward on the left-hand side. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. No. You know what? But start all over. Start from the cookout and what S&M was, because I need to get a perfect visual of what this is.
Well, so I parked there Friday night, no big deal. So Saturday, we're getting all ready for the cookout, and people start arriving. And his brother-in-law arrives. His brother-in-law is like 47 feet tall.
Jesus.
I know, right? He's a big dude. And he's sitting there on the couch, and all of a sudden, Shannon's daughter comes downstairs and goes, you know, Uncle Robert, the cops are out by your van. And I was like, oh, boy. Oh, fuck. So I was like, this party hasn't even gotten started yet, the cops. I'm like, hell yeah. So I look out the window, and he goes out there. You know, he's talking to the cop, and I'm like, what could he be talking to him about? There's only one thing he could be talking to him about, and it was that his car was parked on the wrong side, facing the wrong direction, because he just pulled up behind mine. So I was like, shit. I was like, I'm not going to go out there. I'm just going to kind of hang out here and see what happens. And then he comes in to get his license and stuff, and he goes, oh, you might want to come out here. So I go out there, and the cop, you know, can I have your license and your license, please? And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And he's like, oh, you're parked the wrong direction on the road.
Big problems in Watertown.
Yeah, big problems in Watertown. So, you know, I give him my license, you know, and he goes to his cups his little thing and says, oh, yeah, I got a 2010 here, and a Clayton, Bald Lake Alcohol, you know, going through all, like, the letters of my name. Not just saying Blake.
Oh, Alpha Bravo?
Yeah, Alpha Bravo bullshit, but it was all crazy ass.
Did you slip him a fiver with your ID?
No, I didn't slip him shit. I just kept looking at him, and I was kind of disgusted, because I'm like, do you have anything better to do at 12:30 in the afternoon in Watertown besides tell two guys to just basically turn our cars around?
we would call it in, huh?
We're still going to occupy the same amount of space in the same part of the road, just face a different way.
He's probably just trying to get a raise.
He's got a quota to meet. All right, buddy.
There was an epidemic just recently of flipped around cars, turned the wrong way.
I heard about that. I mean, we're joking around a lot. We joke around a lot on the show. We like to have a lot of fun here, but there is an epidemic.
Yeah,
Whiskey Chase is right.
Yes.
So you're not helping. You're not helping out. Parking the wrong way, buddy.
Should have did a little research on Watertown.
So I now consider myself an outlaw in Wisconsin.
Well, what happened? They haul you downtown?
Well, he told me put my hands on the car, so I put my hands on the car.
Are you reading from 50 Shades again?
No. he said put your hands up on the car, and he starts patting me down, right? And he puts his hand right underneath right between my legs, and just grabs a hold of my nutsack and goes, whoosh, 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 whoosh. He made that sound too. That wasn't for radio. He's like, whoosh, 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 whoosh. And I was like, what the fuck? You know, I was like, I'll turn my car around.
He's like, you got one hanging 3 inches lower than the other,
buddy. I'm like, there's this 47 foot tall guy right here. You didn't grab his cock, you know? So then I turn around and I'm like, listen, I'm like, you're not even a real cop. You have a baseball cap on, you know? Mm. And he says, calm down, sir. And I'm like, whatever. So we go have the party, right? And so the cops get called. People are puking within an hour and a half.
Nice. Moonshine?
Capri Suns.
Oh.
The kid drank too many Capri Suns and puked all over the... He puked all over driveway. He puked all over the driveway. right in front of, like, the grills. He had, like, two grills. He just goes... So then they... You know, the parents just, you know, walk over, you know, or, you know, consoling the child, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they walk away from the scene of the crime. Then they take the water can and just kind of sprinkle some water on it.
Ew. Oh, jeez.
So,
no kitty litter?
I don't know. I don't think that's how you do it. So then we played bags, and me and Shannon got our ass beat at bags. And meanwhile, I'm just eating everything, and like everything he's making.
Eat it up. It's all free.
He had some brats that he soaked for like 2 days in natty beer and onions.
Is that a good thing to do?
It tasted great going down.
Huh.
But coming up later on, I threw up all up.
Oh, you threw it up.
I threw up all that I ate that day. Oof. And I ate everything. Like, I ate chips, I ate dips, I ate burgers, I ate...
Other chips. separate chips from the ones you originally mentioned.
Right. Cookies, cupcakes, I ate it all. And I just... and one piece of the brat got stuck in my throat, like I was trying when I was trying to puke, and so I couldn't go either way. And I was like, "I'm gonna die in Watertown, in Shannon's bathroom."
Oh, so it wasn't in the driveway. You didn't add to the puke mess already out there.
No, by that time it was late at night, so you know wouldn't be able to see it to sprinkle water on. But it was a good time. We had fun. But I'm an outlaw now.
Yeah,
I'm in Wisconsin. When I hit that Wisconsin border.
They got a citation crosshair on your forehead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess it sounded funnier when I thought about it.
No, I mean, I think we have a laugh track we can use. We'll just put that in.
There's a lot more stuff that happened, but I don't want Shannon to get in trouble.
Why not?
Well, there's gorillas getting fingered.
You say girls or gorillas?
Gorillas.
Yeah.
No, girls.
Shannon knows how to have a cookout.
Oh, speaking of gorillas, there was one thing, another funny thing that happened. And if you follow me on Instagram, you saw a picture of it. We're sitting in his yard on lawn chairs. There's like 20 people, right? We're all, you know, blah, 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 you know, food everywhere.
One's fingering each other.
Well, there's gorillas just getting fucking finger banged. We're like, whatever. So he's got these bushes behind his house and then like some fencing. So there's like a gap between where the bushes end and the fence starts, right? Well, all of a sudden I hear...
Gorilla style. Yeah.
I'm like, what is that? A squirrel? So I turn around and look, and there's this little African-American girl, probably not even, she's like 4.
And how does a gorilla tie in there?
You shut your mouth.
No, not the same at all.
Jesus.
Not the same at all. I just like gorillas. Anyway, so you see her, and she's just like creeping slowly behind the bushes and just kind of like continuing to kind of go toward the end of the bushes. And then she just kind of peeks out. And this is taking like 5 minutes. And then, you know, I was like, I didn't think anything of it. It's like, oh, the neighbor kid, you know, just trying to check out what's going on. About 5 minutes later, I look behind me, and she's at the fence kind of walking past the pole and kind of leaning on the pole. And so finally, I walk over to Shannon, and I'm like, hey, your cousin over here is trying to break into your barbecue. I'm like, dude, where's this girl coming from? You know? I mean, I've been his friend for 2 years, and I didn't know there was no black people that lived next to him. That's why I felt safe to go there.
Okay.
So I went back and sat down next to Molly, and Molly's like, don't do it. I have my phone. She's like, don't do it. I reversed the camera to like take a picture of myself. And I was like, ch-ch-ch. So there's a picture of me, and there's in the distance, there's this little black girl just hanging out.
There was never an explanation?
Creeping in the bushes. Huh?
There was never an explanation?
No, she just kept coming over, and she would just stand there.
But no one knew her, and no one knew where she came from?
Nope. They said they'd never talked to the neighbors, never talked to that little girl, never seen that little girl before.
It's a feral child.
Maybe she was an apparition.
I was like, do I give her a cheeseburger? Or what? I mean, I don't want to be rude, but I don't want her to stay.
Little girls love cheeseburgers.
Did anybody, like, hey, little girl, where's your mom?
No. Okay. No. The parent, you could see there was, supposedly the father was on the porch at one time, told her to come back, but then went in the house.
This is getting worse. We got to stop this story right now.
So
we got to stop this story.
So we had the police, 2 instances of vomiting, gorilla banging, gorilla finger banging, and some wandering little girl just showed up. I'm ready for next year's barbecue.
Yeah. I'd like to go with you next time.
All right.
Yeah, the cheeseburgers sound great.
Yeah, the food sounds wonderful.
Until you puke it back up.
Was that a really boring story?
Well, I wanted to really get into the fingering. I feel like we had such high sexual overtones on the last show. We need to back it up with something this show. And fingering could have done it.
Yeah, was it a silverback gorilla?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a silverback. And if you had to do it right. Otherwise, that fucking thing would just punch you in the
turn
face.
Turn around and sucker punch you.
Sucker punch.
You're not fingering me right.
You heard of donkey punches? I'll show you a gorilla punch.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
We haven't done it for a while, and we're definitely getting off this topic immediately. Little segment we like to call Nurse Courtney Cures All.
Nurse Courtney, are you ready to cure everyone?
I'm going to try.
Okay, well, we've had these for a long time. Listeners have wrote in a long time ago, and then you stopped coming.
They wrote in?
Yeah,
they could be seriously ill right
now. Oh, by now it's probably...
They're probably dead.
It's all moot.
No, nobody wrote these in. I wrote them myself.
But they're still pressing issues.
Right.
Oh, of course.
All right. So, Nurse Courtney, are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Three questions, and Hey, we got 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right. What is the proper technique for a sponge bath? Has a man ever became aroused while you gave him a sponge bath? And have you ever given Jason a sponge bath?
Oh,
proper technique.
Proper technique. There's not really a technique. In nursing school, they took the time to like teach you how to like wrap the washcloth around your hand to like make it a mitten. No, that doesn't happen. So no, you just put all the soap and the water in a pan and
when
keep
you're,
everything covered.
When you're washing their penis.
Yeah.
You're an attractive girl. I mean, I'm married, and I'm sorry I'm not available. And you know, I don't mean to burst your bubble. I have short hair. But I would assume that gentlemen get aroused if you're giving them a sponge bath.
Well, I don't do a lot of sponge baths. I mean, like, I work with women, so...
You just let them stink?
They don't have penis.
Girls don't bathe.
What?
Girls don't bathe.
But do you wash from front to back? Correct? On the vagina?
Yes.
Good question.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
Chase, have you ever been received a sponge bath?
Never received them, but I've given plenty of sponge baths.
Do you go front to back?
No. It's too conventional. It's 2014.
You wax on, wax off? Yeah. Is that what you do?
Yeah.
It's good technique. It's good technique.
I go up and down with my sponge baths.
Miyagi style.
Jeez.
How about, have you ever given Jason a sponge bath?
No.
Why not?
You never asked me to.
Damn it. She's got me there.
If he said, hey, will you give me a sponge bath, would you do it?
I guess, yeah.
There are parts of all of us we can't reach.
So, in turn, that's my job to wash those dirty parts.
If you're willing, I'm willing to have myself cleaned.
What kind of music would you like Jason playing while she did that?
Probably some new age stuff. I got a lot of Tesh just collecting dust on the shelf at home.
You got a whole box of CDs that we've never heard of.
I've got a whole box of CDs at home I've never heard of. A lot of Tesh, like I said. Yeah, I think something like that.
I was hoping you were going to say Luke Bryan.
Oh. That just... You should have said Shadows, Inc. No big deal, though.
Joke's on you. We're keeping the lights on.
Hey!
But what was your other question? Has somebody been aroused before?
Has anybody ever gotten aroused by you doing
that? Yeah.
How do you handle that situation?
Well...
Slap them on top of the dick?
I feel like that might just make it worse.
Okay.
No, I just have to tell them they're being inappropriate. And it's awkward for you as it is for them.
Have they said something to you?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
One guy wanted me to get in the shower with him to take care of him. And I'm like, I'm not here to nurse those kinds of needs. That's not what I do.
Burn.
It was awkward.
How old was he?
Like 30.
Oh, so he...
You know, sometimes boners just happen. You can't help it.
Yeah. I mean, right. You tell them they're being inappropriate.
Yeah.
What if they're like, I'm sorry. I'm so embarrassed. They're saying that's inappropriate. Do you still say that or?
Well, with that guy, I just told him he was being highly inappropriate. But
what if he can't control it, though?
Yeah.
What if he can't control it?
You just say, hey, fat ass, I'm not fucking you.
Well, like, you can put down 50 Shades of Grey, and then it's Mojave Desert in your direction. But when a guy is looking at a woman, you can't stop the progress.
Then you just leave. I mean, you're not going to just sit there and just wait for it to go away.
I'm saying if you can't help it.
Why guys can't help it. Just
come back in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You can't will it down.
You got to you just have to wait it out. Cold water.
An ice bucket.
Or would you say smack it?
Just smack on top of the head.
Flick it.
Ooh. A little Jesus. Ball peen hammer.
All right.
That's what the fly swatters are for.
Make sure to carry that in my pocket from now on.
This is for many of our listeners. This one is for many of our listeners would like to know. What's the best way to get marijuana out of your system quickly so you don't violate parole?
Hmm. Well, I know that weed stays in your system for like a month if you're like take a pee test.
What? A month?
Yeah. Then if somebody's serious, they can take like a hair sample and it's in there for like 3 or 6 months. I forget how long it's in there.
And Jason, in your hair, it probably lasts a year and a half.
Oh, jeez.
Thank God you're self-employed.
No. Jeez.
My self-esteem.
So, and you can just drink lots of fluids or niacin. I don't know if I would take that, though.
Isn't that the stuff they made on Breaking Bad to kill people?
Niacin?
Mm-hmm.
Ricin.
Yeah. I was going to say, wait a minute, I don't think that's correct.
Okay, I have some in my pocket.
Right, you have some where?
In my pocket.
Let me just reach into your bucket, sir.
My front pocket.
If you want to bathe me afterwards, I won't be insulted. It is highly appropriate to me. Okay, so.
So I think weed stays in, it's like stored in your fat. So like if you're going to work out,
what if you're super? What if you're super skinny?
You still have fat on your body.
Just my dick.
You did write these.
Yeah. All right, last one.
Okay,
now I'll give you a moment to think about this.
Okay.
If you came upon an accident with a man and a woman, and you can only save one of them, which one would you try to save?
Okay. So what I would say is I'd have to assess the situation pretty quickly. I mean, you don't have a lot of time on your hands. So if somebody's, you know, lost a foot or versus somebody who's decapitated, you're obviously not going to pick.
They have the same injury. Which one do you?
Same injury?
Which one do you go to save? You can only save one. They have the same injury, but only one can survive.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Could she smash them together and make some sort of bi-humanoid?
First off, I had to make sure that I'm safe, because I'm not going to do anybody any good if I'm not safe.
If you came upon an accident, not if you were in an accident.
Well, I know, but I mean, if the whole car's on fire or something, I'm not going to run in and try to save somebody.
You have to. That's part of the Hippocratic Oath. You have to run into flaming cars.
No.
Yeah, on your graduation day, on that little piece of paper.
You threw the hat into the sun, right? Yep. And then you said, I solemnly swear to run into flaming vehicles. Perchance that happens.
That was in the fine print, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think you can
answer
that.
Who would you say, Courtney? Who
myself.
Would you say?
You just run the other way?
I don't know.
You can't do that, though. Like, as illegally as a registered nurse in the state of Illinois, you can't just turn around and walk away, right? You can't do that. How could you live with yourself? But legally, you couldn't either. Like, if one of them survived, and like, I saw her, and she just walked away. She was in scrubs. I assume she was a nurse.
What happened to this
she
guy,
said
by the
I
way?
Was highly inappropriate. I had my boner out.
My
Well, I think. Oh my god!
I had a boner because the door slammed onto my penis and then opened back up. So it, and she said, "I can't save you because it's highly inappropriate." Huh.
So I'm not saving that guy. He's still talking about his boner. No, if I think some people are afraid to help people because people are too like sue happy anymore. So there's this thing called the Good Samaritan Law that now healthcare providers can help people, but they can't sue them.
Who would you save, the man or the woman?
Oh God!
Say it.
The dog in the back seat.
The dog is three blocks down.
He got fired out of the front window like a rocket.
All right, I'm gonna save the girl. Yep.
Why?
Because of the breasts.
No, it's because of the
unattractive penis.
Yep,
that's it.
Damn it.
Well put.
You know what we should all do, guys? Well, we should all get our penises cut off.
Yeah.
You guys in?
I'm down.
Nice.
Please donate money to the Getting Your Penis Cut Off Fund, because it's going to cost us something. I don't know. We know he's going to do it for free.
We can take care of that. I mean, we've got a saw or something, right? Just a little, or a hatchet. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
All right. Just, hey.
It's fine.
Let's all cut our dicks off.
Cut our dicks off and listen to some Fifth on the Floor.
That sounds perfect.
Some Hangman's Reel.
Get our dicks cut off and listen to some Fifth on the Floor. Remember, when you head to the polls this Tuesday, vote IBWIP for comp controller. Yeah, that's better. Hey folks, if you're like me, you like to dress up like zombies and dance around. Anybody? Anybody?
I'm like you.
Hell yeah.
Me too.
On September 20th at 8 p.m. in Lombard, Illinois, it's the Dance of the Dead, the 1950s horror sock hop. Tickets are only $20, and that includes entry, band, and food. They're going to have on-site makeup artists. For only $10, you can be dressed, you can get makeup like a zombie.
Nice.
Yes. I look like a zombie when I wake up, so...
You need makeup to look more human.
Right, exactly. And you can also, there'll be a photographer there to take pictures and capture the moments of the night. You get like a 4x6 picture, you and your...
That's included?
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, it's top-notch stuff.
Good gravy.
Good gravy. Old Granddad is going to be the featured musician, and also DJ Giant D is going to be spinning tunes throughout. They're going to have a costume contest. Dance contest.
I'd win that. You better hope I don't show up for that shit.
Shake a groove thing, bitches. Cutting rugs. So check out the Dance of the Dead. You can search for it on Facebook. You can also take a look at our show notes. We're going to have links to get tickets. Come join us for the Dance of the Dead. Lombard, Illinois, September 20th. Do it.
Ow!
Do it or bad things are going to happen to you. Really, really bad things.
Drop a whiskey in my grave, 'cause I hear tell there's plenty down in hell. I wasn't scared, I wasn't brave, I wasn't lost, I wasn't saved. So don't be fixed on the last 6 feet I fell. No, don't be fixed on the last 6 feet I fell. Sitting here at the funeral, I know there'd be some tea. Well, I don't leave a single drop of whiskey in my grave, 'cause I hear tell there's plenty down in hell. I wasn't scared, I wasn't brave, I wasn't lost, I wasn't saved. So don't be fixed on the last 6 feet I fell. No, don't be fixed on the last 6 feet I fell. In time to make the store.
My turn. Okay, well, that was Filthy Still with The Last 6 Feet.
I basically messed up that song on the front end and the back end.
At least you're consistent.
I'm consistently, yeah, that's what she said.
I consistently fuck up a lot.
Well,
I should be punished.
I think you should. And maybe you should go away right now and then make a sound like you're leaving.
All right. I'm out of here, guys.
Oh, goddamn time.
You can hear those footsteps, so you know that he's gone. In his absence, we're going to bring in someone. We're going to do a little interview, as we often do here on the show. This is romance expert and author. It is August, Romance Month, Romance Awareness Month. So we're going to bring in Gordon Peavis, who is an author and romance expert. Gordon, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. You are out promoting a romance guide that you have written. What's the name of your book?
Do I just talk in the mic here?
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Back it up a couple inches.
All right. How's that?
That's better.
All right. That's good.
Gordon, thank you. Thanks again for coming here.
Well, thank you for having me.
What's the name of your book?
Oh, the name of my book is Gordon. That's my name, not Gordon. Gordon Peavis' Guide to the Romancing Your Lady and Energizing the Sweet Nectar of Love to Build a Long-Lasting Intimate Relationship in the Year 2015.
And what is the acronym for that?
Just GP.
Okay, perfect.
GP.
How did you come up with the name?
Well, that's a very good question, Justin. It's very intuitive. Well, it was supposed to come out in 2015, so I added that to the end of the first sentence in the first chapter, and bang! There you go.
Well, that surely
book
makes sense.
Title.
Yeah. So you're a man who's on in his years. I mean, this is a radio show, a podcast. People can't see us, so you're getting on in your years. Can I ask how old you are?
Well, age is just a number, Justin.
I think Aaliyah said that best.
I live my life as though I will live forever.
A quarter mile at a time, right?
Yeah, I'm basically 83 years old.
How old?
83 years old, I presume.
83 years old?
83 years old, I presume.
Okay.
Let me finish the sentence. 83 years old, I presume, if you need an exact number.
Okay, I did ask you, so... 83. That does your advanced age? I mean, we can both agree you're at an advanced age, right?
I sound a lot younger than I expected to sound.
I agree with that. Does your advanced age qualify?
Does it ruin the skit?
I don't follow, sir. Gordon,
continue.
Does your advanced age qualify you to advise about romance?
Listen, Justin. I've been romancing women for over twice as long as you've been alive.
Mm-hmm.
I've had lovers from here to Indianapolis, Indiana.
That's not that far.
Son, I know women, and I know romance.
Okay. I agree that, your age does give you a leg up on a lot of the competition out there, and you probably have some good insights to romance. Now, is it part of your strategy to release your book during August, as it is Romance Awareness Month?
Yeah.
Ooh, just about 2 inches off the mic.
Oh, sorry.
Just back to, yeah.
Yes, that's why I moved it up from the original date of February 12th, 2015. My marketing team and Slick Willie's book publishing company, they wanted to take advantage of this opportunity.
How many people on your publishing team?
Three,
okay.
Slick, Willie, and Books.
What was February 12th? What was that? I know that was the day you were originally going to release, but what is the significance of the 12th?
Well, it's Valentine's Day.
Oh.
February 14th is Valentine's Day.
Huh?
It's
February 12th.
It's neither here nor there now.
It's the third Tuesday in February.
Nah, and that doesn't even make sense, does it?
It's the short month, remember?
Yeah, okay, no, he is right. He's right. I apologize.
All right. It's all right.
Proceed.
Is this a court hearing?
Court adjourned. Is it fair to say that men and women are looking for different things in the romance department?
Well, ultimately, Justin, women and men want the same thing out of romance. And do you know what that is, Justin?
I probably just for you to get their names right. If I had to guess.
No. Good hardcore fucking.
Wow.
That's what men and women want. They want good good hardcore fucking.
Okay, so I mean, so they don't want different things necessarily. Men and women want the same thing. So
no, if you look at what I wrote, I said, ultimately, Justin, women and men want the same thing out of romance.
Okay, so there's so they want the same thing, so the book caters to everyone.
Yeah, you can listen to it if you're a man or a woman.
Listen to so you're doing an audiobook.
I thought that's what we're doing.
Who's it read by? You're doing an audiobook version as well?
Yeah.
And who's reading the book? Did you get James Earl Jones?
Nurse Courtney.
You got Nurse Courtney to do it?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
You'll understand that later on in this interview.
Well,
great.
You've already said hardcore fucking, which, I mean, I'm sure as a young man you swore a lot, but it's always a little off-putting to see an elderly man swear that hard.
Hey, I've been around a long time.
Absolutely. You've earned your rights.
I was in three world wars.
Okay. Whoa. I don't want to correct him. Thank you for your service, though. I do want to thank you for that.
Hey, somebody had to cook for those guys.
Yeah. They weren't going to feed themselves, right?
Well, no, now they got those packets. You just put water
in. And now they feed themselves. Filet mignon. Yeah, now they feed themselves.
Bullshit. But I did what I could for the country.
Well, God bless you for that. We appreciate it.
Romance to women all over the South Pacific.
So.
Romance them good.
Both men and women want to be.
Looking at you, little lady.
Lucky lady. Lucky lady. The go-to hay.
What do gay horses eat? Hey!
Thanks, Gordon. Both men and women want to be fucked hardcore, it sounds like, what you're saying. And I'm just paraphrasing. But I assume they maybe want to be hardcore fucked differently. What are some romance tips for men?
Well, I talk about this in the book. Men don't fall into what society says about romance.
What do they say? A lot of chocolates, cards, flowers, that sort of thing. You're fighting against that?
Don't feel the need to shower your lady with gifts and flowers and feelings. Just show them you're in charge and give them a good old-fashioned butt pounding.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's when you put your dick in their butt.
I think we all surmise that from. Okay. What are some romance tips for women? I see. Oh my!
Do you guys have some coffee?
We have a bowl of Werther's Originals unwrapped that are stuck together.
bear with me a minute.
Well, those are mine.
Give him one. Chisel off at least a chunk for Gordon. He was in three world wars.
All right, you're right. He's a veteran and everything.
Your question was some romance tips for women.
Right. Well, right. For men, Ben.
Ben?
Men. Men. Possibly named Ben.
We look no more. We both found what the song Ben.
Right. By Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Isn't that about a rat?
You know what? It was either about that or butt pounding. You decide.
Potato, potato.
All right. Well, your name is Nurse Country, right?
Yep.
Nurse Country.
Yeah.
And I'm Justin.
All right. Well, pay attention. Pay attention. Justin, the women have the easiest part of romance.
Mm.
Lay there and take it.
Take what?
Keep your opinions.
That Werther's go down the wrong pipe?
Yeah.
Gave him a sharp one.
Oh, boy. That's bad.
Keep your opinions to yourself. Do as you're told. And that's it.
That's those are some tips for women.
That's all you got to do.
Huh.
That's why I usually have you do the characters.
Yeah, I'm taking notes. I'm writing this down.
Oh, well, there's more to come, big fella.
Okay, so.
Jace.
What's his name?
Jace.
Jakes?
Jace.
Chase?
Jace.
God
damn it. Take those headphones off. Next question.
So tips for men, butt pounding. Tips for women, lay there, keep your mouth shut and your legs open. It's all sex related. Do you think that one can have romance without sex or vice versa?
There is no such thing as romance without sex. It's a violation of our instinctual code. It's in our DNA, for Christ's sake, Justin.
To reproduce, right? To reproduce, okay.
I mean, if you're not going to pull out, that's what's going to happen.
But all of that equates to romance. Is that right?
And job security for me.
And job security, okay. Yeah.
What are you, a lady of the night?
Yes, I am.
I'd pray a pretty penny.
You'd pray a pretty penny.
Maybe you don't know where he comes from.
Did you learn that in the South Pacific? Is that
exactly. Well, I mean, these are some fairly radical ideas that you're positing here. Can I ask what happened in your life that you advise people this way? I've never come across or even heard of these techniques that you're talking about as far as they relate to romance. It's okay. You can open up.
What was the question again?
I said, what happened in your life that you advise people this way sexually? You know what? Forget I even asked.
Must be personal. Must be a touchy subject.
Well, I'm not just going to come part of my book, I talk about it. I don't want to just give the fucking book away for free.
That's fair. Okay. Jesus. And you're welling up. And it's certainly not from laughter, so you must be getting upset by this line of questioning. So I'll switch course.
Okay.
Do you have a special man or woman in your life?
Sure do.
You do? Okay. And if so, which you said yes already, so I will leave that part out. In what way specifically do you romance them?
There are many women in my life. I mean, many women who taste my sweet nectar juice.
Oh, my.
On a daily basis.
God.
As for specifics, I don't...
Many women on a daily basis?
Yes, sir. And as for specifics, I don't really want to give away the whole book, you know, during this interview, but I will give you a surefire way for quality romance. Jace, are you listening?
Yeah. Right. I've got my pen on. I'm writing this down.
Golden showers, both giving and receiving. The feel of the... God, my nose. The feel of the warm, salty urine caressing.
Hold on. Wait, what is this now?
You want to read this, Corey? Country? The feel of the warm, salty urine cascading off the flesh is one of the most romantic things you'll ever experience.
Wow.
Is this a joke?
This is a way that...
I don't joke about romance, honey.
You use this technique day in and day out to romance women, is that right?
Sure do. I do. I mean, that's you know, that's what I really, if I really want to romance a girl, you tell them to, and what I try to do, just for cleanup purposes, is I try to have them lay down in the shower. Hmm. You know, I'm not going to have them laying on my bed, that thing.
Oh, see, I was wondering if this was like you just walk up to a
no,
just take you piss right on them.
I tried to do that back when I was in the Philippines. I went up to a girl and just pissed on her face, and I got arrested. So, but you know, it's one of those things. I knew inside that was the right thing to do for romance.
That's where pee is.
Huh?
The pee's inside, right?
I knew inside of my soul that to romance a woman, they wanted urine on their face.
Okay,
I just did it in the wrong environment. Huh. I thought in the Philippines anything goes. Guess not. I also parked my car backwards one time. But I digress.
I have a question. With all these ladies that you're seeing, I mean, what sounds like you're doing a lot of peeing, but you would also have to be having an adequate amount of fluid intake. Like, how much water do you drink?
Oh,
what
a question. I don't drink a lot of water. I drink a lot of Colt 45. But you didn't know it was black. No, but and Gatorade. I don't drink water. Water is the devil's juice.
So you keep enough of your electrolytes. That's good. Don't want to get dehydrated with all that peeing you're doing.
Right. And it's not like this is a marathon, you know? Mm. It's just...
It sounds like it's a marathon,
wham,
actually.
Bam, thank you, ma'am. Turn the next one, goddamn.
Wham, bam, piss on you, ma'am. Is that more accurate?
Well, I don't piss every time. I was giving you...
Like, if you really want to romance a girl, there's that
real... I do. I really want
that real special someone.
Mm.
So drink, preferably with red hair.
So drink a lot of Colt 45.
And Gatorade. Orange Gatorade.
Now, do you have to pee directly on them from you, or can you, like, fill a super soaker up or anything?
So, no, it's all part of the scene is you know, whipping your big old dick out, pulling your foreskin back.
Mm-hmm.
And just letting it fly on their stomach. And it sprinkles off their stomach up into their face.
Huh. Is the stomach where you want to aim? Is that the...
Well, it depends. If you got a girl with big boobs, you know, you want to aim for the boobs areas. But if
why?
You,
more romance?
No, just because it sprinkles off into all different directions, and it's just really a powerful experience.
I'm looking at Chase's pen, and it is out of ink. Please tell me all of this is in the book.
Oh, definitely. This is all in the book. That's just one chapter, but there's lots of stuff.
One chapter just about peeing on women.
Peeing on each other, not just women. I don't single. Yeah, it's important to pee on each other.
That's very progressive.
Not at the same time. That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Important. If there's one thing you said today that was weird, that was it.
There's, do not discriminate. There's a chapter on gorilla finger banging.
Mm.
There's a chapter on tying each other up.
Oh.
And there's the last chapter. It's called the Shat Chapter.
I'm sorry?
William what Shatner? That? Something to
the
do with
the Shat Chapter?
Star Trek?
No. I've given away a lot of the book, but at the end of the book, I talk about if you find that one person that you want to romance with a lot.
Get a glass top coffee table?
You don't want to put a barrier between you and that person. You want to shat right on them.
That's a physical and emotional wall, I guess you'd be putting up, wasn't it?
Right, right. You want to shed them, and it's important to smear it around.
Like finger paint.
Smear it around. Cake their stomachs and breasts.
Well, I'll read that chapter first.
Well, don't do that!
Would it be out of context? If
you read it first?
Yeah, if you read the
chapter. Well, if I wanted you to read that chapter first, where do you think I would have put it, Jace?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Then so, I'll read that chapter in the order it was meant to be read.
Exactly. I didn't just wang dang this thing put together. You know, there's reasons why everything is where everything is.
You're starting to make a lot of sense. I tell you what, if you had to leave us with one romance principle, what would it be?
Don't let things get boring in the bedroom. Spice it up. Get nasty. Hell, public romancing is vital to a long-lasting relationship. Are you writing that down, Courtney? Or are you drawing again?
Absolutely not. I am not writing that down.
Damn it, she's drawing boners again.
Is that legal, though? Public coital?
Coital?
Yeah. The mortal coil?
He uses big words.
Public fucking?
Public fucking.
Yeah, but it's... In the Philippines, it's legal. I don't know about it up here, but I mean, you don't have to do it, like, in front of everybody, but, like, just go to a park and go to Jace's house. It's out in the middle of nowhere.
Please come to my house.
Jace's.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't do that. That's not really public fucking.
Let people fuck at your house.
That's fine.
I'm just saying, keep it spicy. You know, go to the drive-in
some
movie.
Some Mexican food.
Go to the drive-in movie.
Some Thai food.
Is there one around here?
Well, I'm not from around here, man. I flew out here to be on this show.
We thank you for.
I really don't think I'm 83. It doesn't seem like I'm 83.
Does it still work at 83?
Honey.
Nope.
Let me tell you. and that's part of the reason why I've learned so much and I wrote this book is over the years it became more and more difficult to get aroused during a sponge bath. See how I brought that around.
You have to keep up in the ante.
I mean, yeah, and so I learned the more nasty and the more dirty and the more just fucking grotesque it got, the better my relationships were with those holes.
These sound like really wholesome women. Or men.
They got holes in them. They got some holes in them.
Yeah.
They got some
Swiss
holes in them.
Cheese.
they have three when I start. Oh. They have four when I'm done.
Oh, well, you have given us a lot to think about. And perhaps even more to fear. Would you say, is that fair to say?
I don't think you should not be afraid of romance. You should not be afraid of romance.
Hey.
Well, thank you for being on the show. Yeah. Hey.
Don't be afraid of romance.
I am deathly afraid.
You obviously never been peed on before.
Never been what? Oh, peed on. I thought you said you never been paid before.
Like, bitch, I paid on it.
Well, please check out Gordon Peevis's Guide to Romancing Your Lady to Build. What was the rest of that?
What was the title?
The title of your book.
Okay, I'll go through it again. It's Gordon Peevis's Guide to Romancing Your Lady and Energizing the Sweet Nectar of Love to Build a Long-Lasting Relationship, Long-Lasting Intimate Relationship in the year 2015.
Gordon, where can our listeners find the book?
Well, that's a good question, Justin. You're doing really good on the questions. Folks can get the book only through my website. For some reason, we had some issues with distribution on this book.
It's probably the shit chapter, if I had to guess. The chapter where you talk about shitting on people?
People are sensitive. If they would listen to me, this world would be full of romance. But anyway, my website is www.grabherbythelips.com. And eat those roast beef flaps till she screams your name. .com.
That's a .com. That's not an org.
No, I don't believe in orgies.
Yeah,
okay. But it's www.grabherbythelips and eat those roast beef flaps till her she screams.
So
your
all of
name.
Our listeners, definitely check that website out. Definitely take the time to turn on your computer and type exactly that into your internet browser.
Sure, there'll be a link on the website for you.
We'll put a link up on the show notes to that website and its name in its entirety. Gordon, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you guys very much.
Pleasure to finally meet you.
Jace, it was great to meet you. Good luck with your pissing on Little Lady.
Thank you.
Country, Nurse Country. Believe me, you read this book, your life will change.
We'll be covered in shit.
Justin, great. I think you need to work on your questions.
I do, too. Thank you for pointing that out. Thank you for taking the time for us to exit you off the show and then you kind of examining each of us individually as you're on your way out.
The Southern hospitality for an old man who's 83 years old.
Wow. Okay. A lot to think about. Jace, can we get that upcoming release schedule?
Of course. Of course. Episode 146, featuring an interview with Brooke Blanche, is now available. Episode 147, Hulk and the Highlander, is now available.
That was a good one.
Oh, yeah. My favorite by far. Episode 148, this episode, inevitably titled Once You Pop, You Will Desperately Attempt to Stop, will be available on August 15th. Episode 149, our following episode, will be live on August 18th and released on August 22nd. And don't forget, Sunday, August 17th, is National Thrift Shop Day, so visit our own Jason's Variety Shop and like Tazco Trade Company on Facebook, or he will lose his home and be forced to sell his collection of porcelain cherubs. Also, Monday, August 18th, is Bad Poetry Day. Attempt to tell your girlfriend how you feel through an ill-fated haiku. Also, please remember to submit your mystery tags and fan feedback to be read live, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend and help support the show.
Very good, friend.
Thank you so much. You okay?
Yeah, I'm back. Everything's good.
You screwed up the songs, and then you went away, and now you're back.
It's amazing, isn't it?
You left for a little bit. A different person came in that we talked to who wasn't you, and then he left, and then right after he left, you came back in.
I'm telling you, it's just, well, there's only four chairs, so I couldn't stay.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And it was your punishment to leave anyway. When are you going to buy a fifth chair? How many times do we have to have this conversation?
The table's not big enough.
I suggest a wing back.
You know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about going to Tazco Trade Co. Company and seeing if they had an extra chair.
You should go to that place and then spend your money there, because I got these great cherubs, and I don't want to lose them.
Cherubs?
Yeah, you know the naked babies with the wings on them?
Oh, yeah, cherubs. Well, why didn't you just say so?
Well...
Because he uses big words.
I use cherub instead of the word cherub. Whoops.
He's always got to outdo everybody, doesn't he, Courtney?
That's all I know. You know what else I know? I want to get fucked up. I want you guys to get fucked up. And to do so, I think we should talk again about the IBWIP drinking game.
Yeah, we came up with it a couple of episodes ago. We're like, hey, fans, you know, we all know you drink beer. And so we all know you listen to the show. So what better way to incorporate the two than make a drinking game and to send in the rules?
There's a drinking game for everything. We just want a piece of the pie.
Right. The Brady Bunch has a drinking game. Simpsons has a drinking game. Family Guy has a drinking game. In the OB office at Courtney's Hospital, they have drinking games
for nurses.
Yeah. And so
every time there's a baby. Know,
Shadows Inc., every time you go see them live,
yeah,
there's
one big drinking game.
There's one big drinking game. Mm. They're like, every time we say the word the, take a shot.
We want a drinking game too.
Right. So send in your rules or ideas for the drinking game. We do plan to do a special live episode on like a Friday or Saturday night, and people are really going to get drunk by playing this game.
I don't have to be at work till 10 in the morning, so I will do it any night.
All right.
Sign me up for Monday nights.
Monday night drinking. Courtney, going to come to that one to take care of everybody? You could be like the official nurse, Courtney.
The official mom of the group. Yeah.
No, I don't know.
We should have talked about that.
Why do you have to say that? Why do you have to call yourself mom? And then I have to go home
well,
with
somebody
Ooh.
Okay, you know, I say it every time we're here. You're going to walk home. I tell you that every time.
But you never do walk home. Oh, yeah.
I'll give you a five for that.
All right, so send Blake at IBWIP.com. Send those. We're going to get Chase off the wagon. And you can play. Are you on the wagon?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then you'll be great at this game.
Yeah.
Stay off the wagon.
I'm a drunkard. Come on.
I'm a rock star.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, thanks for checking out episode 148 of It Burns When I Pee. Chase, thank you very much for showing up.
Thanks for having me.
2 weeks in a row. It's like a record. Woo!
Ow!
You notice how people usually come in like two shows at a time?
Nope.
Courtney, thank you very much. It was a pleasure seeing you. It's been a long time. We enjoy having you.
Thanks. Always fun.
As long as it's not a creative game, you're awesome.
Yeah, I need script. That's what I need.
And Jason.
Mm-hmm.
You're
what? Say it.
You're adequate.
I'm adequate. Thank you so much.
Well, I took what I thought of you and what Courtney thought of you, and it just came out to be adequate.
That actually is pretty good then. I will thank you for that.
So, all right, let's hear some music.
Okay. This is what? It's my turn, right? Yeah.
No, your name is not Chase.
I thought that I wrote my name down.
No.
Okay.
No, way to go.
Go ahead. You read it then.
What women say.
What do women say?
By 40-20.
They shouldn't say anything. Just take it.
Just lay there.
I read a book.
All right. The Gospel of John foretold the coming of IBWIP, and the book of Leviticus said not to put it in the butt. You decide.
You said that you'd always be there for me. You said that we'd marry one fine day. You said that you pay me back that 50 bucks I loaned ya. Sure is hard to believe women say. But you went off and left me that very summer. I guess that your true love sort of faded away. You ain't never paid me back that 50 bucks I loaned ya. Sure is hard to believe women say. You said that you love me for who I am. You said you never let money get in the way. And you're only talking to that banker at the hotel. Sure is hard to believe women say. You ran off, you spent all my money. I never met me a woman spent money that way.
deposit box. Sure, it's hard to believe when it's safe. $50 I loaned ya. Sure it's hard to believe women say. Sure it's hard to believe women say.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.